Vito finally get twin sequel green light, but not with Eddie Murphy. Bong. Tom Hardy's dress code sparks spoiler frenzy. Bong. Lost Boys reboot finds its lead star. Bong. Plus all the week's main trailer reactions and more.
Welcome to the Paul and Griffin News Show. You got myself Paul.
I got myself Griff. There you go. I started out
Choking,
with you.
choking on my tongue. So excited. Welcome to the Paul and Griffin News Show. Obviously, every Tuesday you got the news. Every Thursday you got the review. We're continuing Project 99 on Thursday, and this week we will be doing office workplace, workplace,
Office
office
space.
space, office
Office space.
space. Office space.
Got a case of the Mondays there.
Office space. So Project 99 goes with that. So obviously we do the different rankings and all that, if you know about it, and see where it fits into our ranking of the year, because 99 could well be the greatest year in film. So we're going through to see what the greatest of the greatest is.
The greatest of the greatest.
But that's Thursday. Today is news day, and there has been a shed load of news, a shed load of trailers. So I think we should just get to it.
Yes, do it. None other than breaking off the press, we got another full Halloween Kills trailer. The Psycho Michael Myers and Laurie Strode continues in the next thrilling chapter of the Halloween series. It looks really good by this trailer, but all I can think of is, have they shown us a little bit too much?
We can think of is Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, don't. Fuck Jamie Lee Curtis. Come
Know
on,
you
Michael.
would.
Killer.
It will.
Killer. The trailer is really good. And I think it teases at the end that, like, she kind of goes to take his mask off. And I was like, oh, haven't you learned from Halloween 2? The Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. Like, I don't know. It looks really good. And obviously, you must follow on directly after the Halloween that came out a couple of years ago. What did you
Does.
think of it?
I think it's good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm guessing this is gonna be the end.
I don't know.
It's not. But it looks decent, obviously. This is very much going on the hunter becoming the hunted kind of vibe here. But basically they've got a lot of obviously the originals from the original film who survived are all like sort of together and they're like, fuck this, enough's enough. We're coming after you now.
Yeah.
And there's probably gonna be deaths, there's gonna be some shocking deaths, there's gonna be some originals that are gonna get killed off. There has to be, but it's a different take and they're going for it. And they could all be killed, to be fair. Because I honestly don't know how you at this point, you sort of really don't know if he's like human or what.
No, we don't. And I think that's the magic of it, really. We're getting it here October 15th in the UK. That's where America get it, probably just a couple of days before. But let's have a quick look. USA, oh, doesn't give it. Don't know. You're getting it at some point.
It's
15th
coming.
of October, same day, same day, same day. 15th of October. So a few weeks as we air to come. So yeah. That looks good. Before we go for the other trailers, just some news to report. So we did finally get, there's been long rumored that there was going to be a triplets movie. Long mooted, Eddie Murphy was going to be the third triplet with Danny DeVito and Schwarzenegger. Now, it's now been announced after 33 years that triplets is going to has been greenlit, but Tracy Morgan is now going to be the triplet, which I just have one main issue with.
Age.
Age. Age. He's 52 years old. What's Arnie? Arnie's got to be late 60s.
Yeah.
74, late 60s. Who am I kidding? Arnie's 74 and Danny DeVito is 76. So, like, he's 20 years younger than both of them, unless they put that in the story, which I don't get how they're going to do it. I don't know. I don't mind Tracy Morgan, nothing against him, but I think we've been robbed of, like, the Eddie Murphy. I don't know. I don't know what the decision was Eddie didn't like it. I don't know.
You know, it's it is very weird. Like, I think the idea of it's going to be great. It's going to be good fun. I mean, there's probably, but again, we said last week, like, the ages aren't really the real ages. Like, we discussed last week how Thingy was actually the oldest on the cast on Cruel Intentions. So you can extend disbelief. I mean, America, you have like 25-year-olds playing teenagers and all the time.
Yeah, true.
We can extend disbelief. We can make this happen. But I am buzzing for it. It's gonna be ridiculous. I don't know if they've left it too long. Because I know new audience is going to think, what the fuck is this?
Well, speaking of that, I didn't post it in the group. I didn't put it as on the agenda. But I did read somewhere today that Schwarzenegger's look, we're doing another Terminator film. It's got to be soon. Because, as you said, he's 74 years of age. He's probably even though he moves more like a robot. Someone tweeted, he had a little article.
Who wants another Terminator film?
Oh, Skynet.
I want another Predator film.
That's being made. I think it's wrapped. That wrapped last week. Not with him in it. No, not with him in it.
I don't want
it. Dream on.
I want Dutch.
We are getting triplets. The internet went through crazy because Tom Hardy was seen wearing a Spider-Man No Way Home hat. And now everyone thinks Venom's in the MCU. And what doesn't help is there was a screening of Venom, Let There Be Carnage. And Tom Hardy was telling people, whatever you see in credits, keep it to yourself. Don't ruin it for people. Sounds like Venom, which it's inevitable that Venom's probably going to be in the MCU because he is one of Spider-Man's nemesis, which is really weird because the way Venom makes him out to be the hero.
Yeah.
Which I don't get how they're going to make it work.
I mean,
he could just be wearing a hat.
He could just be trolling. I mean, he's not in Cobra Kai either, but why has no one picked up on that? Come on.
Exactly. As we show a picture of him wearing the hat and wearing a Cobra Kai t-shirt because people can't see what we're seeing.
My thing is, I'd love him to be part of the MCU, obviously. I'd love for him to take on Spider-Man because this is probably, it's one of the best Spider-Mans, definitely the best Venom.
Mm.
But the thing is, this isn't the movie. There's so much already going on in this movie that if you rush a Venom story, it's going to ruin it.
Hence they rushed the Venom story in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, exactly. Massively. I mean, one thing we've learned about the MCU, if it's done by similar-minded, is they know to plant seeds and build it.
Yeah.
The best thing you could do is have a credit scene with Venom.
Yeah.
That would be the best thing you could do. And then next film would be sort of a Maximum Carnage type film. Where basically get Carnage, Venom and Spider-Man all together, or just a Spider-Man Venom sort of fight. But you just can't. Yeah, I think a tease in the credits and I'd be more than happy.
Amen. What else we got? We've got Nicolas Cage has bragged that he'll never retire from acting, which I kind of believe. Because I think you touched on it last week or the week before. I think due to his mental health, he just wants to stay busy. And he just wants to act. So I totally believe it. And by the sounds of it, with all the films coming out, he's not in really short of offers. Yeah, reads the scripts. I think he said he'll just do them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just good, isn't it? It's why not?
Why not? And he's a big name. He's a big name. I do want, even though he has got his own genre, as we keep saying, I just, he's a great actor, and I hope he gets some big screen outings, even though I'm enjoying his straight-to-DVD kind of stuff, especially the new one, Prisoners of the Ghostland, which is absolutely mental. Yeah, that's Cage. And The Lost Boys, I didn't even know we're getting a reboot, but we are, and they've already cast its lead roles. So from the Quiet Place series, you've got Jaden Martell and, sorry, no, Noah Jupe from the Quiet Place series, and it lead actor Jaden Martell has been cast, which I don't know who's playing what. I don't know. I don't ever want a Lost Boy. I think Lost Boys is perfect. Don't even need a reboot, but I suppose we are in the world where reboots are a thing. A bit lazy Hollywood, really, ain't it?
It's massive lazy Hollywood. I don't think this needed a remake. I mean, there's enough originals that you didn't really need to do it. I mean, they tried to make The Lost Boys 2. Didn't it? That was, I swear that happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
That failed miserably. So what, we just start again? You know, that's what I'm saying. Arnie's running out of Terminator films, getting back in again. It's the same.
Back in again.
It is, though. It's just like, what? It's just not.
Just cashing in, ain't they? The original one made $32 million from like an $8.5 million budget, which they probably never, back then, that was silly money. For late 80s.
It was, and money. Things like the car scene and all that. You won't ever repeat that kind of stuff again. It's not.
There's two sequels, so didn't get Lost Boys 2, got Lost Boys 3.
There you go.
No one found them yet. Lost Boys keep on losing. Yeah, we'll see. I'm not excited for it, but who knows? Well, who knows?
Was Lost Boys the first one of them? The TV show?
There's a TV series as well.
Oh, wow.
A comic series spin-off.
There you go. Lost Boys. Lost Boys the Tribe. And Lost Boys the First.
Yeah. What a shitty name.
Lost Boys the Thingy's First. Back. Old, who's the guy?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Not Sutherland. Corey Feldman.
Oh.
Feldman, he's in it. But he's not doing his album. He's got Michael Jackson impression.
And then last bit of news before we wrap up the trailers. One off, I whacked in thinking you'd be well excited about it. The game that never came out. Anthony Mackie's star as John Doe in live action Twisted Metal series from Sony TV and PlayStation Productions.
I waited so long for this game, I didn't want it when it came out.
What game? 3 or 2?
It must have been PlayStation 3.
I know the original Twisted Metal was PlayStation 1.
Yeah, I think this is PlayStation 3. I used to love that game so much, and it was linked for ages. And all it ever showed was just the flaming skull and like a date. And it never lived up to the date. And eventually it came out, and I was just so fucking bored of waiting that I didn't get it. I moved on.
It feels like such a weird game to have a TV to have a live action series.
I honestly don't know what it is. It's just people driving, crashing into each other.
Probably. What's not to love?
But the thing is, apart from the clown, I don't know any characters.
No.
To be, you know, there's a Mortal Kombat film. You think, oh yeah, I know Mortal Kombat. Street Fighter, oh yeah, I know Street Fighter. Do you know what I mean? This stand out. Twisted Metal, I couldn't really remember anyone that I was like, oh my God, who's going to play, you know,
apparently, John Doe, who plays a smart-ass milkman who talks as fast as he drives with no memory of his past, gets a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make his wish of finding community come true.
How fast does he drive?
He can survive an onslaught of savage vehicular combat. It sounds crazy, but I saw that and I thought I'd got to whack that in because you'd be.
Do you know what I mean? I'm definitely buzzing for a trailer. Don't know about the film, but I am buzzing for a trailer because I've got to know. I've got to know what we're doing here. What is this? You know, why not just give us another game on the five, baby?
At least release it this time. Trailers this week, a mixed batch of trailers. I suppose the other big one from the week was we got a full trailer for West Side Story, an adaptation of the 1957 musical West Side Story explores forbidden love and the rivalry between the Jets and the Sharks, two teenage street gangs of different ethnic backgrounds, directed by Steven Spielberg, and did absolutely nothing for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't mean this in any disrespect whatsoever, but I was watching it and I thought, I just don't care.
I don't think the trailer did a good job of selling it.
I don't think it did. I really expect it. It felt like it was... I don't know. I don't really... I mean, I've seen West Side Story, but it felt like it wasn't very West Side Story from what I sort of remember from it. It's almost trying too hard to be cool. And I kind of found it a bit off-putting.
Yeah, it did.
But when,
it did
when you see you posted it, I was like, ah, Steven Spielberg, West Side Story, sweet. And I was actually quite excited. Not overly excited, but I was quite excited to like watch it. But I just felt really a massive... kind of disconnect. I was a bit like, oh, okay, that was it. Almost sort of halfway through, I even sort of forgot what I was watching.
No, agreed. Did nothing for me. It's due to release December 10th, 2021. Hopefully there'll be a trailer between now and then, which can make it feel a little bit different. Talk about directors and excited. I suppose this had the opposite effect. A trailer for Nightmare Alley, an ambitious Carney with a talent for manipulating people with a few well-chosen words, hooks up with a female psychiatrist who's even more dangerous than he is. I didn't really like the trailer, but I saw it was directed by Guillermo del Toro and I'm like, you know what, like I'll give it a go because I like everything you've done. I don't think the trailer's done it justice, but this did the opposite effect where like, it's del Toro, I've got to watch it.
Yeah, I was interested and I was waiting. I felt like I was watching the trailer constantly waiting for something to hook me. I felt like that the hook was dangling above me and I wanted to grab it, but there was nothing that made me want to grab it.
The claw.
Do you know what I mean? It had the intrigue, but they were sort of dangling going, look at this intrigue. And I was like, oh, it's amazing. But they didn't actually shine anything that made me think, oh, I want this. I need this. There's nothing.
Totally. It's got the cast. Bradley Cooper, William Dafoe, Kate Blanchett, Ron Perlman, Rooney Mara. It's definitely got the cast. It just, I don't know, the trailer didn't do it justice. It's due January 27th, 2022. So, again, hopefully we'll have another trailer that will do it justice.
Exactly.
Then we had a Netflix trailer for There's Someone Inside Your House. The graduating classes at Osborne High is being targeted by a masked assailant intent on exposing the darkest secret of each victim, and only a group of misfit outsiders can stop the killings. And I am all for this. Like, it started off a bit okay, and there was a bit where like this poor kid's ankles get cut, and I'm like, okay, I'm sold. I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the idea of this, but I saw this and I massively thought this is massively a piece of you. Like, it had very much kind of Scream vibes, and I'm not surprised if you're big into it. I liked the visual, the idea of the story about the killer constantly wearing the person's face. He's like I said, I think we spoke, and it looks like, I swear at some point I saw them using like a 3D printer.
Yeah,
I might have made that up in my head, but it felt like that. And I think this is going to be a great bit of fun. Looking forward to this.
Me too. And we've not got a long time to wait. October 6th, 2021. In my opinion, it's only got an hour and 36 lead time, which that kind of excites me as well. I don't mind a good old hour and a half-ish movie. A lot more willing to invest time. Then we got another trailer. Dear Evan Hansen. Looks pretty deep. A film adaptation of the Tony and Grammy award-winning musical about Evan Hansen, a high school senior with social anxiety disorder and his journey of self-discovery and acceptance following the suicide of a fellow classmate. This looks deep. I think I do really want to watch it. I don't know why. Got a great cast.
It's got a great cast. It does look deep. I feel like I need more. I need another, obviously this is the final trailer. So obviously I'll probably be watching it. It did leave me wanting more. I needed to know more about the story. And it felt like there's going to be some sort of a twist. So I definitely was left wanting more. So I think it'd be a good one.
Definitely. We've got released that. It's got right off. It must be coming out soon because people have already been scoring it. But no official released. October 22nd, 2021. That is coming out. Then got another trailer for a film called Needle in a Time Stack. Clever title. Nick and Janine live in marital bliss until Janine's ex-husband warps time to try to tear them apart. As Nick's memories disappear, he must decide what he's willing to sacrifice in order to hold on to or let go of everything he loves. The trailer was like a little bit confusing. Obviously, I get it's a time travel thing, but it was kind of confusing. I was like, oh, I recognize that guy. And I said, oh, Orlando Bloom, where have you been hiding all these years? I don't know. There's been a lot of time travel movies lately. I don't know if this is one I'll invest in.
To be honest, it felt like semi-predictable. I mean, obviously just going from the trailer, it felt very much just like he tried out this time travel thing. He ended up enjoying his life more in the time travel thing. And the film is going to be him trying to find his way to live in the time travel thing.
Yeah.
That's what I gauged from it. It feels very much just like, okay, I've seen this film.
Yeah. Yeah. This is due out October 15th, 2021. Got a trailer for a TV miniseries called Maid. A single mother returns to housekeeping to barely make ends meet as she battles against poverty, homelessness, and bureaucracy. This has potential to be good. I think it would have to be good scores to kind of... I think, whereas films a little bit... Oh, I'll watch that. I think the TV show market is so, so busy now that it's got to be good from the get-go. I think TV shows now, if after the first episode you're not gripped, you're kind of like, I don't have time for you. I don't know if you're the same.
There's too many bits, like I said, constantly always happening that you are sort of left in a situation where if you don't love it from the get-go,
yeah,
it is hard to really sort of enjoy it, I guess.
It looks good. It looks deep. Obviously, I think she just wants a job, and by looks of it, it's not a very pleasant job of what she's asked to do. But she's willing to go for everything to him, put food on the table for him, her kid. But we'll see. Due Netflix, October 1st. I'll probably wait to hear the reviews before watching. That's a good review about Netflix. I'll probably release all 10 at the same go. And if it's got bad reviews, just give it a miss.
It's true.
Safe to do. Got a trailer that came up on IMDb. I don't know how recent it is or whatever. Like, drink called The Forgotten Battle, or its original title, The Slag on the Shadow. Oh, sorry if I pronounced that wrong. In 1944, the Second World War, a British glider pilot, a Dutch boy fighting on the German side, and a Dutch female resistance member all end up involved in the Battle of the Scheldt. Their choices differ, but their goal is the same, freedom. This obviously jumped out at me because you've got obviously Harry Potter's Tom Felton, obviously famous for playing Draco Malfoy. It looks really good. I think I've read somewhere like this is like the Dutch Dunkirk. Obviously, I don't know how much is it in subtitles, but the action sequences look pretty good. I don't mind a good war movie.
I don't mind a good war movie. I mean, I'll be fine with this. I'll be looking forward to it. Don't have any
Yeah.
issues.
No issues, no tissues,
No
nothing.
tissues, no issues.
No issues. This has got a release date of, oh, sorry, the Netherlands, June 5th. I think it's got Netflix on the trailer, so it must be coming out on Netflix over here soon. Annoyingly, we got a teaser trailer for an Amazon Prime Video series. I know you did last summer, which was absolutely terrible. Just, we don't need a How Did Last Summer TV show. We didn't even need a Scream TV show, and I love Scream.
Yeah, I don't think we needed this at all, to be honest. I mean, I felt like it was very much just like it's just such an obvious like sort of story. But I don't, like I said, I don't think it needed to be done in a TV show again, because it's just gonna, the film's kind of got repetitive, so the TV show's gonna be
I don't get what other
awful.
story there is to tell. Are they taking this hour and a half movie and stretching it over to 8 1-hour episodes?
Well, that's it, isn't it?
I just, which means we're just getting introduced to more characters, because obviously for it to be a horror TV show, you probably got to have a death per episode.
Yeah.
So you're introduced to a whole lot of characters you don't really care about just to see them like get killed. Yeah, not for me, unless, again, people start saying it's
amazing.
Yeah,
unless people say basically how clever it is and all this, I'll probably spark up and do that. But apart from that, yeah, it doesn't.
The trailer didn't sell it anyway. But October 15th, 2021 on Amazon Prime Video. And the final trailer of the week was a film? I think it's a film. Black as Night. A teenage girl with self-esteem issues finds confidence in the most unlikely way by spending her summer battling vampires that prey on New Orleans is disenfranchised with the help of her best friend, the boy she always pined for, and a peculiar rich girl. Now, listening to that, I obviously didn't get that from the trailer. From that, it just sounds like Buffy. Just obviously, just in a different kind of universe. But it looked okay. Like, obviously, they bite her neck. She's walking in the daylight, so I'm guessing she's not fully turned into a vampire herself, or like, I don't know, she's bitten, but she hasn't turned.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't really do a lot for me. I feel like I do need to see more from it, but it felt, I don't want to say too PG for a vampire thing. It didn't feel dark enough from the bits I saw. I might be wrong.
I'm wrong. And that's due again around the corner. October 1st, Amazon and Netflix both got horror films coming out. Cool. That's that. So we'll just finish off as we usually do with this week in film. Some historicals. I say this week in film and TV. This is obviously the time you kind of launch TV shows, which you'll soon see.
Nice.
But in 1949, there's a groundbreaking ceremony for the Hollywood sign in Hollywood, Los Angeles. The old Hollywood land sign was torn down and reconstruction of a replacement begins with just Hollywood.
Boom.
Powerful stuff. In 1955, commercial television begins in the UK with the launch of ITV. And it soon earns as the first advert on UK TV. I want to ask you, like, what, like, the brand, what do you reckon the product was, the first ever advert? I don't even think the brand's, I've never heard of the brand, so I don't think it's still around, but what product? It's definitely a day-to-day item.
I was going to say jeans, but
day-to-day item should be twice a day.
Brushing teeth?
Toothpaste.
There you go.
Gibbs SR toothpaste was the first ever advert aired on UK TV. Oh, in 1959, Hammer horror film The Mummy, starring Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing, is first released in the UK. In 1982, Knight Rider, starring David Hasselhoff, debuts on the NBC. Hasselhoff obviously loves this time of year. In 1989, Baywatch, starring Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson, debuts on the NBC. And then I told you TV shows must start at this time of year. 1994, Friends TV sitcom, created by David Crane and Marta Kaufman, debuts the NBC, starring Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry and David Schwimmer. In 1999, the magical year, The West Wing, created by Alan Sorkin, starring Martin Sheen, Rob Lowe and Richard Schiff, debuts on the NBC. And in 2004, Lost, created J.J. Abrahams, starring Matthew Fox and Evangeline Lilly, debuts on ABC in the US. Oh, we've got some films. 2006, Martin Scorsese, The Departed, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg, premieres in New York City, and obviously went on to win Best Picture in 2007. 2007, The Big Bang Theory, created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady, and starring Johnny Galecki, Jim Parsons, and Kaley Cuoco, no, Cuoco, premieres in CBS. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Cuoco.
In 2009, crime drama NCIS LA, starring Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J, premieres on the CBS. In 2010, The Social Network, directed by David Fincher, starring Jesse Eisenberg, Andrew Garfield and Justin Timberlake, premieres at the New York Film Festival. And finally, this time last year, in 2020, David Attenborough breaks Jennifer Aniston's record as the fastest person to reach 1 million followers on Instagram. And then I think he deleted his Instagram a few weeks later.
Just did what he had to do, didn't he? Just let people know.
What a pimp. Come in, smash stuff up and leave.
Easy what work. Pimp.
Oh, I know, yeah, Boise died this week, which was a shame.
It was a shame.
It was a shame. We say the other day, like, I think, talking about Attenborough, I think between Attenborough, David Jason, and Tom Hanks, there'll be some upsetting days when they're gone, right? When they're announced.
Oh, massively. It's going to be horrendous, but we've got the memories, haven't we? We've got the legacy lives on.
The legacy lives on. Especially with Attenborough, crikey. Can't have a more relaxing voice, can you?
Yeah, good luck applying for that job. Jesus.
I've already, like, put my name in the hat, like.
Need to get you out there riding the boat along with some ducks. Or...
Be his protege. Oh, that's the news.
That is the news. Oh, so I guess that's us done, isn't it?
That's done.
It's done.
Until Thursday.
Thursday, where Project 99 continues. As we dive deep into, I can't remember what it's called, Office Space?
Office Space.
Oh, you can tell my excitement for this. I've forgotten the film twice. if you want to get involved in the conversation, you can on Instagram. Where can they find us?
You can find us at Paul and Griff Show.
And if you want to find us on Twitter, where can you find us?
Find us at Paul and Griff Show.
And of course, Project 99 does continue on Thursday as we look at Office Space. Sometimes the films we're not a fan of make the best reviews. Not saying this is that film, but it might be worth checking it out in case it is that film.
You know you want to.
Have a great week, guys. We'll see you on Thursday. Take it easy.
Bye.